News July 16, 2024. One of the things which is very dangerous and being pushed as a solution to global warming is the lithium-ion battery. It is not a solution to anything because it is poison. We are substituting lithium-ion batteries for global warming, and on the scale of benefits we are finding out they are so dangerous we are poisoning the earth with them. A report on fires.org states the batteries are a source of fuzz pollution. This is connected to polyfluoroalkyl, a chemical which is resistant to grease, oil, water, and heat. These chemicals can accumulate in the human body. Knowing this, how can more cars being powered by lithium-ion batteries be the solution to anything? It seems to me we are just substituting one problem for another. There has been a theory which states the bigger the brain size is, the smarter the human or animal is. What I find incredible is how, in order to get to this conclusion, we have to ignore certain animals which are extremely smart but have small brains. Take the blackbird for example. It can fashion basic tools and recognize human faces. If a human harms a blackbird, they remember the person and will alert the others when that person comes around in the future. One article mentioned the fact humans had a big brain for their body size. I don't know how many of you remember the time I told the story about the man who went to the doctor and the doctor took an X-ray of his head only to find out he really had no brain, just a small piece of tissue at the top of his spine, and yet he was of average intelligence. There may be a lot more to intelligence than we know. Sometimes scientists in all different fields look for something but find out something else which could be more important. Recently, archaeologists decided to dig up a stagecoach stop from the 1860 and found relics which were thousands of years older. One of the more fascinating discoveries was Velcro. One would have thought this simple invention would have been discovered much further in the past, but it wasn't, making us wonder what other simple inventions are yet to be discovered. Velcro was discovered by George de Mestral in 1941. One day while walking through the woods he got burrs on his clothes. He decided to examine one under a microscope and noticed it has small hooks. He also noticed the fabric he was wearing had small loops, making it easy for the burrs to catch on. Thus, Velcro was born. There is much we do not understand about ancient structures, and another mystery has been added. We knew the Maya had underground structures and even tried to get to the lowest point with ceremonies at times, but we never knew those famous Maya ball courts were anything but ball courts, that is until lately, when one was found which had a large underground structure under it. The structure even had painted walls. The headline was quite astounding. It read, "Bible archaeologists uncover secrets of ancient city and prove story of Moses leading people to promised land is true." It seems we continuously find proof in different places which validate biblical stories and some very old tales from ancient scripts. Such as proof some of the cities in ancient records really existed. A new microcontinent has been found. I guess I should be more specific. The remains of it have been found. They lay between Greenland and Canada. The continent is thought to have been sunk somewhere around 30 million years ago. One has to wonder how many more are laying undiscovered on or under the ocean floor, and maybe even under some of our present lands. Gravity is a powerful force. We all know it, because if we didn't have it, because for some strange reason it was shut off, we would all just have floated off into space. An asteroid was flying by Earth, but was not a threat, yet it was affected by the Earth's gravity and knocked off its course. The asteroid had traveled between the Earth and the Moon, which is considered close. Some scientists insist on thinking we may be alone in the universe and have even developed a new theory stating why. They believe almost every condition we have on Earth is necessary for life, and go as far to say you could need plate tectonics, continents, oceans and other things, insinuating these things and more are needed in combination for life to exist, which cuts down the chances of other planetary life existing. Give me a break, please. It seems some simple tasks are older than we thought. What if I told you sewing needles were found which are over 9,000 years old? You might say, how could this be? There was no metal at that time. You would be correct, the needles are not metal, and I bet you are thinking they might be wood, but you would be wrong. They are stone and look just like modern needles, even with the eye on top. I find this amazing. They were found in China. They were made of different types of stone. Teenagers in Louisiana were on a camping trip and minding their own business when they were found. No, it was not by other humans, but by a Bigfoot, according to the story. They described it as having glowing eyes. The teenagers were startled by a growl. They said the animal was about 5 feet tall. The description of Bigfoot was suggested by others, the kids just called it an animal. An assessment by NASA states the Artemis 3 lunar lander may be delayed. It seems there are problems with everything to do with the moon landing. It is almost as if it is cursed. I think the procedures at NASA should be reviewed and revised where necessary to solve all of these problems in the future. It is said the assessment doesn't even consider the other parts of the mission which also need to be ready, such as new spacesuits and other things. One discovery is sort of interesting to some people. It is something I never heard of and is called a witch bottle. It was discovered in an English chimney. It is said the bottle contained teeth, pieces of glass and some sort of liquid and was from the 1800s. The world is a strange place and we find things from time to time which prove it can be even stranger than we suspect.